we could have some scene there, whatever, POL, I don't know. Where an old-timer Krishna guy speaks to, and this could be also a little Krishna theater play, speaks to a youngster who's, you know, the cocky brahmachari guy, following everything perfectly. And this old-timer says, you know, back in your age, I remember we much of it was about sadhana, struggling with our sadhana, struggling to follow the principles. Not to all of a sudden let go, let our mind loose and end up in the gutter again, which we saw happening now and then, because, well, that's the background we often had. And we were young and senses were strong and so on. So yes, sadhana saved us. But then we got cocky, as kids often do. And I don't know about you. I guess if the shoe fits, wear it, but otherwise don't. I mean, and we thought we young guys there in saffron, shining saffron, and with shining shaved heads and all of that, shining tilak and beads, everything right, pakka. Getting up there early and doing all of it, following all the principles and rules and procedures and like that, the sadhana to the max. That we were the, you know, come on, we were the advanced ones, because, well, we heard that some devotees were called advanced. So we wanted to be advanced, and we learned how to be that, and this way we were. And but of course, we were also had to learn to get be humble. So, well, sometimes that got a little bit tricky to balance. But then we looked at the old timers. They weren't really old timers then. The oldest were maybe in their mid-30s or something, some one or two in their 40s. But even those I remember. Thought they had mellowed out, become soft. That's what happens with old age, you know. You become an armchair philosopher and not there out fighting on the field, on the parking lots anymore. I became a whatever. But not sitting here as an old timer, while still bead bag in my hand and Krishna in my heart, Well, me and my friends, we sometimes smile a little when we look at the youngsters. It's cool that you have these strict Pakka Sadhana, strong brahmacharis and brahmacharinis. But you know, at this age, there are some nice things happening that only age can give. And one is that your the mind and the sense are not so wild anymore. And your main effort and focus in your practice of bhakti yoga is not so much about, well, neither refraining from jumping out into that sense ocean there, nor having that passion that needed to be channeled to something positive, otherwise it would just tear us apart, that sometimes is there in youth, especially if one grew up in an environment of rajas and tamas. So that is calming down, and the challenge, if we should call it that, the focus on what life becomes all about, is to simply be with Krishna. Whereas a god brother of mine said, it's all about love, man. You know, it's all about love. And I remember he was an old Sankirtan hero. Now sitting here, old man, smiling still the same way and saying that. And I thought, sure, you're right. Couldn't express it better myself. So that's, you know, the discussions we old timers can have these days. And, you know, even for the most radical of us, to be able to just sit down and not do anything in particular except just being here with Krishna, even talking to Krishna, just whether Krishna or how Krishna wants to relate back, that's up to Krishna. I mean, but I sit here and Krishna's a person, right? So I better start to catch on to that fact and relate to Krishna as a person. And that's what Krishna consciousness is, and it's Krishna consciousness that it's all about. That's why Prabhupada called it the movement of Krishna consciousness. I mean, it's just so simple, and that becomes more prominent in your life as you grow older. But also maybe even more importantly, the rules and the principles and the toughness and the strictness and the pakka-ness and all of that, the austerity and the detachment and all, insensitivity maybe even, right? And maybe hardness even, that all that cracked at one point in my life, and in I think many of my God sisters, God brothers' lives too. I mean, Krishna just wants more of us, or wants the real thing, which is simply our love and kindness, and that we learn to first of all show that love and kindness to each other. You know, the respect at least, and tolerance, and open-mindedness, trying to earn each other's friendship and respect and all that. That's what it's about for, well, I could say me and my friends, the devotees from my generation, who I still have contact with, several. We were in the same Sankirtan vans together back then. And it's cool that we're still friends and still share that Sankirtan spirit some one way or other. I can see that. So this is just a message from an old guy to the younger generation. And I think that I represent few others like myself when I say this. But you know, when I was in your age, or well, as Oscar Wilde said, I'm not young enough to know everything. And I'm happy to see my boys knowing better than I and learning more than I and so on. But you youngsters, I mean, we youngsters, because we're all young at one point, we keep doing the same mistake over and over again. That seems to be the, I don't know if humans can ever learn to, youngsters can ever learn to avoid that mistake, and it is to not listen and learn from the old days. Because, you know, you sit here, I'm soon 70, and that life, I'm talking to my guys now, you are 18, the life that is there in between, those 50 years there, that's a life. Okay, and it, even an average human life in 50 years contains quite a lot of experiences of learning from mistakes, mainly, but also, I mean, amazing experiences, and especially later on in life there, if you have lived a life, your life in a fairly meaningful way, if we should say that, then you have a lot of, you know, all people, older people have some kind of life wisdom to share with the youngsters. Everyone has this kind of, in this field over there, and another one in another field, and I think to be young and be wise and smart includes to find that how to say. Learn from the old people like that. The right things, because old people also have a bunch of stupid ideas. They are stuck in this way or that way and just comfortable with whatever thing they got used to, or just dull. Some are not. But I think that most have something valuable to share. Because we all, whether we are smart or stupid or active or slow, whatever we are, I mean, big or small, have something there. I mean, I've seen that in so many people. Once you start to learn to know them, even very seemingly, you know, very simple and mostly unnoticed by others, people, when you learn to know them, you find, oh, this boy, this girl has this very unique side there. So I think most of us have something good to share with the world. Oh, this sounds very pink fluffy, right? So I better quit while I'm ahead.